We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, January 20th. Well, the Colorado men's basketball team looks to take its winning ways on the road, the Pac-12 tonight, battling the Washington Huskies in Seattle. It'll be the second time the Buffs have faced the Huskies this season. You'll remember back in December 20th, the Buffaloes rolled over UW 92-69 in what was a non-conference game, the Far West Classic in Las Vegas. The Buffs and Huskies are having very different seasons this year. Colorado's 11-3 overall, 5-2 in Pac-12 conference play, while the Huskies are 1-11 and 0-7 in league play. However, head coach Tad Boyle says his players are fully aware of what the Huskies are capable of after watching Washington narrowly lose at first-place UCLA this past weekend by a mere 5 points.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope we learn something from Utah. We're down, you know, Utah by 10 at the half and play well in the second half, come back and win it. But that was another game, you know, right down the stretch. It was a one-possession game and could have gone either way. So you're right. Washington is much improved. You know, going through their personnel, they've got good players. And they've been right there in a lot of games. They just haven't pulled them out. And they're much better at home than they are on the road, like most teams. And so, yeah, we gotta put our hard hats on because, again, UCLA, they scored in the 70s. We barely got in the 60s. And they've got talented players. You know, they got guys that are playing a lot better now than they were against us. And I look at Stevenson as one. You know, he's been really shooting the ball well here over the last 4 or 5 games. If you look at his numbers, Amir Wright has been shooting the ball better over the last few games. If you look at his numbers, DeShonis, who comes off the bench, is playing really well for him. Quade Green is, you know, he's averaging almost 20 points a game, just under 19. So, yeah, they got some guys who can put it in the basket. Sorn gave us problems in Vegas, you know, his size, and he's playing better. So, yeah, they got some good players that we've got to be dialed into and have a great defensive game plan. And then, you know, like always when you play against Washington, you got to be able to handle that zone.
By the way, the Buffs are finally in the national rankings. Well, sort of. The Buffs this week are ranked 23rd in the coaches' poll, but still just outside the top 25 of the AP poll at number 27. Buffs are number 7 in the NCAA net rankings. Our coverage tonight begins at 6:30 on the Colorado Basketball Network in Denver and 850 KOA on XM Channel 385 and the TuneIn app at CUBuffs.com. Tip off between the Buffs and Huskies is set set for 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Also on Monday, the Buffs men's and women's basketball teams swept the weekly awards in the Pac-12 conference. First time that's ever happened. McKinley Wright was named the Pac-12 Men's Player of the Week. Jabari Walker tabbed as the Men's Freshman of the Week. On the women's side, Maya Hollingshed was the Women's Pac-12 Player of the Week, while Frieda Foreman picked up the Freshman of the Week for the women. And the honors continue to roll in for Foreman on Tuesday. She added to her collection with the announcement of the USA Basketball Writers Association, Tamika Catching Women's Freshman of the Week, a day after being named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. As for the Buff women, following last Sunday's 5-point upset of then number one Stanford, the Buffs take to the road this week at the Arizona schools with the historic win in the books. I asked head coach J.R. Payne what she wants her team to take away from the win over Stanford moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest lesson was our preparation allowed us the opportunity to beat them. They were full strength. They had every single player available playing healthy. So it wasn't a fluke. I mean, we went out and we beat them, which is great. But the key is that our preparation allowed us that opportunity.
Friday, the Buffs battle ASU and Tempe. The Buffs and Devils will tip it off at 3 p.m. on the Colorado Basketball Network. They then square off with Arizona Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. And CU football coach Carl Durrell was named the Football Writers Association of America's first-year coach of the year, an honor bestowed on a head coach in his first season at his school. And the CU track and field program returns to the track this week at the Air Force Invitational, marking the first time since the NCAA Indoor Championships were canceled back in March of 2020. Buffs will send their sprinters, hurdlers, jumpers, and throwers Friday and Saturday, but prior to that action will begin on Thursday in the first day of the heptathlon. And the volleyball team had its Pac-12 conference schedule released on Tuesday. The Buffs are just days away from getting their season underway. In fact, CU will host Oregon State on Friday at 7 o'clock at the CU Event Center. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.